Welcome back to On the Screens. This is Jose.
This is Carlo.
Carlo. And we're back with another full episode after a small screen, Wonder Woman small screen, and our summer homework small screen. We're back with another episode, a little bit different. We're two games into the NBA Finals, or as I call it, the Warriors beating on the Cavs.
Yep.
Series.
Sad.
And so we're going to make we like doing our draft style picks. And we're going to do a little bit of a different thing today. We're going to do some picks. Before we get to that, what have you been watching?
I have been watching the same old shit. Well, the last time you asked me that, I was watching Silicon Valley and Veep. I'm still watching that, but I forgot to mention watching Master of None.
People really love season two.
Season two is light years ahead of season one.
Wow, okay.
It's like really, really good. Like season one, it took me a little while to like it.
Yeah.
But season two is great. Okay. It is great, great, great.
I need to watch that.
He does such a good job, Aziz. Yeah, so that one I've been watching. And then I was watching, what was it? That War Machine movie with Brad Pitt. I haven't finished it yet. So I still need to watch that. But other than that, I mean, just movie time, you know. It's summer season. I want to just watch movies now.
You saw Wonder Woman.
Cool. And Guardians. And I saw Split recently, just like you did. I saw Split like 3 weeks ago.
It's amazing. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. James McAvoy, a legit actor. I mean, he's
great, man.
Great film. I liked it. It was fun. Nice little thriller, for sure. I finished Riverdale.
Did you really?
I did. And it's a special place in my heart for smutty teen shows. I liked it a lot.
Were you sad when the Scream Queens got canceled?
I haven't finished season two.
Oh, okay.
But a little bit, because it's so outrageous that it was fun to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's gone now. And that's, you know, the world's a lesser place because of it. But Riverdale, I like it. I'm not attached to Archie in any way, but I definitely like this take on Archie. And I'm always hoping that one day they'll say something like, "We kicked that fat bald guy to Riverdale."
Oh, my God. That would be genius.
Yeah. The reference that moment in The Simpsons. I do like it. It's interesting. It's funny because I'm sure it's on purpose, but every episode is named after a movie, or another movie, an old movie.
Okay.
It has a weird cinematic quality to it. I like it a lot.
That's cool.
I mean, it's a teen show. It's you know, it's about high school, but they never go to class.
Oh.
One of those shows. I like it a lot. It's fun. I'll watch season two for sure. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I like it a lot.
Did that come out already?
Yeah, season three came out a couple weeks ago. It's episode two is Titus doing his lemonade. You know, have you seen it? No.
No, but I've heard like stuff referring to that. Yeah,
it is so well. It is so funny. I liked it for sure. And my boy John Hamm's in it. He's back in it.
Good old John Hamm.
Most underrated actor. No, he's not. But
he's not.
He's in it, and I loved it. And then obviously Fargo. And there was something else that I was watching that I just totally blanked on now. Can't remember.
Legion? No, I'm just kidding.
I want to start Legion, but on the same network. I was going to mention, I started Atlanta, and I loved the first episode.
Really?
And no one has it anymore. It's not streaming on any medium, and it's a huge fucking bummer.
They just took it off?
They took it off. It's not on the app. It's not on Hulu. It's not on Netflix. They took it off.
That's so weird.
I don't know why they would do that. And you can't on-demand it. It's not anywhere. And I'm mad because I want to watch Atlanta.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
That sucks.
Because I only saw the first episode, but I loved it. I immediately fell in love with it.
Childish.
And I want to keep watching it for sure. Did you finish it?
Mm-mm.
I definitely appreciate Donald Glover a lot for that.
I want to start watching Legion.
Me too. I want to start watching Legion. I definitely want to see Legion. People say it was a good show.
Yeah.
And that's how he turns into the Beast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else? Saw Wonder Woman. Saw Split. Fun movies. Liked them both.
Fun by all.
Split. I think Split's going to have a long life on video. Or on, you know, on home entertainment.
Yeah.
I think he got slept on. Split was slept on. James McAvoy, definitely, you know, love him.
Yeah, he was great.
He's great in it. You said you wanted to be Hedwig for Halloween.
I do want to be Hedwig for Halloween.
You could be Hedwig for Halloween. Yeah.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. And yeah, so anyway, that's what we've been up to. What we've been watching. Silicon Valley, of course. Veep. I haven't seen Veep. I need to start watching Veep.
Veep is great.
You're catching up on Game of Thrones, finally.
Yeah, I am. I'm,
what do you think of it so far?
I'm so stupid for taking forever.
But honestly, I literally watched the first episode, no kidding, at least 3 times because it's so slow.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
The first episode, the first couple episodes, it's so slow, and there's just so many fucking people in the cast. I don't know who's who or what's what. There's a three-eyed raven, and here comes Sean Bean. Here comes Boromir again. I'm like, what's happening? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's just...
I watched it a few times to get the hang of it, because at first it was just too much for me. But I like it. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Definitely. It's a lot of politics, and I love it.
Definitely, yeah. And it's good acting all around, I think. And I'm glad. I want to hear your... you know all the big major events already, because there were pop culture things. Mm-hmm. So you know about the Red Wedding, about the Purple Wedding, and all that other shit.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your thoughts on those whenever you get past them.
Well, I just finished Red Wedding yesterday.
Who's your least favorite character at this point?
My least favorite? Probably Joffrey.
Okay.
Joffrey, and I think Greyjoy is just a waste of fucking time.
Okay.
Theon Greyjoy. I think it's just so he's a waste. I could care less about what happens to him or what he does or anything like that.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait when you got nothing to watch but Greyjoy.
Damn it. I know.
But yeah, definitely a great show. I'm glad you're watching it. And the new season's coming up, and hopefully you're caught up by then. Probably won't be.
I know. I still have... Okay, so I start season 4, so that's another 30 more episodes.
30 more episodes. 30. A solid hour each.
God. I'll try to average like at least 3 a day.
That's a lot. You got a lot of free time on your hands. I'm jealous.
Well, right now until I start my job. There but you go. We'll see. I mean, I have to finish it. Cool. I have to.
All right. So this, commemorating the NBA finals that are happening, we're going to do an NBA draft, and we're going to basically draft our...
Starting five.
Our starting five, if we can make a fantasy team, our starting five in actors and actresses, and we're going to pick who would be...
So
our,
yeah,
our starting five on the floor, and our coach.
Yeah.
Now give you came up with this idea.
You pick the five starting and the coach, like you said. Basically, the point guard is going to be an actor, an actress up and coming, age 10 to 20. The shooting guard's an actor, actress up and coming, age 20 to 30. The small forward is an established actor or actress age 30 to 45. The power forward is an established actor to actress age 45 to 60. And the center is just a huge superstar. It could be any age, but it's just like a big-time superstar. A
franchise player by the center.
Yeah, and then the coach is the director of your choosing.
Director of your choosing, all right.
And basically, your choices, you could either do 3 boys, 2 girls for the roster, for the starting lineup, or... 3 girls, 2 boys, but it can't be like really lopsided. It can't be like 4 girls, 1 boy, or 5 boys and 0 girls. Like
so, the sex split has to be 3-2 either way.
Yeah, 3-2 either way.
4-1 or 5-0, and then the director does not count into that.
Director's no, yeah, yeah. Of that. Director, whatever you want.
All right. So, yeah. So here's a question: if whoever goes first, if you pick a point guard, do I have to give you my point guard, or can I go with another position?
I think we just pick our own starting five, right? Or do you just want to go one by one,
I think we go one by one.
So just have like a combined starting five?
Well, kind of? Your starting five and my starting
yeah,
five.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Our positions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to get one out of the way before you claim them, and then you have to pick an alternate.
No, yeah, yeah. That's why. Yeah, I have backups just for that situation.
All right. So how do we pick who goes first?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
That's a great idea. Let's see here. Let's think of let me pull up a random number generator, because this is really important.
Do you have a random number generator?
I can just Google one. This is technology. So let's see, random number generator. I'm going to generate a number between 1 and 10. What are you picking?
2.
2? I'm going to go with 8. 10.
There you go.
Do you mean I go first?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
Okay.
I'll go first.
So you go first. You can pick whatever position you want, and then we'll go from there.
All right.
And then
I wrote it down because I'm always going to forget.
Me too. I always write it down. I'm surprised. You always write it down on a piece of paper. You never just use your phone or anything.
Yeah,
sometimes you do. Okay.
Let's see. Okay.
So.
Got to start with the point guard, the facilitator. Not in this case. It's just the young up and coming.
So up and coming, 10 to 20 years.
Not
an easy category.
Yeah.
There's only so few.
Positions. It was hard to find a backup because I'm like, okay, if I couldn't go first and he takes this person, who's going to be my backup?
Yeah, it's a good one.
So, okay, age 10 to 20, up and coming.
New point guard starting for the Sun Rockets.
I'm going to have to choose 11 herself.
Of course.
Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown. You think
was my top pick too?
Really?
Yeah, it was.
So damn it, good.
You claimed her
because I have a backup just in case you're supposed to get one.
That's your number one pick.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
and you might have fucked up my list because now I have to. Okay, anyway, go. So
I have a backup. Do you have? You didn't get a backup. Do you have a backup?
I have a backup. That was my first.
I want to see your backup.
That was my first pick.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say? She's young, up and coming. She's going to be in Godzilla 2. She's very charismatic. She is Stranger Things to a lot of people.
She is, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, she's one of those girls that you just feel is going to have just a long career. And I hope she stays away from turning into
the girl from Modern Family.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, just like some train wreck weirdo person. Like, cause she seems like such a great person and she's a great actress, she's a good actress right now. I think she's gonna be better. I think she's, when she's older, she's gonna just get better and better. But yeah, I mean this one was hard because it's like, okay, 10 and 20. I wanted to pick, I had to look his age, and I was
don't say, because like, what if I have that pick?
I bet you don't. All okay. Right, I'll talk about it after.
Okay,
then. After, but yeah, I'm almost positive on this person. But yeah, there was someone that I wanted, but this person turned like the 21.
Oh, okay.
So like just flipped this year. I was like,
okay,
fuck, okay,
okay.
So yeah, I was like, yeah, I gotta go with her. But then the hardest part was finding the backup just in case you went first.
Yeah,
so I had the backup too, so okay. Thank God. Cool. I got my point guard. Got my Chris Paul now, Chris Paul
about the same
my
height.
Kyrie, my
same
Kyrie
height. Same height as Chris Paul.
That's same height.
That's a smart movie. Went with like the hardest one to get probably first, you know?
Yeah,
maybe, yeah. Maybe not your rock of the team, but definitely an important piece. I was going to say it's good that her career is starting off with an iconic role, which is not easy.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's good or bad. See the Sixth Sense.
he's kind of Feldspar on Silicon Valley now.
I know, and he still looks like a mess.
Yeah.
All right. So since you picked your point guard, I'm not picking point guard. My point guard is dead because there's no way you can take him back. So I'm gonna go with someone else. I gotta jump on someone else because I need to, and that's my established actor, 30 to 45. You know what? Honestly, fuck. I'm not even sure about that one. Fuck that. I'm gonna go with my director.
So you're not gonna name a point guard?
I am, just not in this round.
Oh, okay.
No, because if I name first dibs on the next one. My director. I'm gonna go with. It was a tough one, but I think...
Wait, we're just naming starting five, right? Or are we not going to go deeper, like a draft-wise? Or you want to go deeper?
As far as what?
Just like a starting five.
Starting five and the director.
No, starting five, like roster.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Just like pick a starting five. Like, you know how I said, laid out the template?
Yeah.
We're just going to do that, right? We're not going to go like bench or any of that? Or, like,
no, we're not benching anyone.
Okay.
No, fuck that. That would have been so much harder. No. If anything, the alternates are like the bench ones. Bench. I'm going to pick my coach. I'm starting off with my coach.
Okay, sweet. This
one
was hard.
I should have gone first. Fuck it, because I won, right? Son of a bitch. The director.
Well, you said you could go first. I'm like, okay, fuck it. It's like having the option. It's like deferring.
Yeah. I thought, typically going first is a bad idea on the podcast. But
even on this one.
But not when it comes to a draft. I fucked up. So I'm going to go with my coach, starting off with, who's going to, put the team together. And rookie sensation coming out of the gate. What?
Huh?
Uwe Boll. Coming out of the gate, rookie sensation. He could be your Luke Walton, or hopefully not. I'm going to pick Jordan Peele as my director.
Wow. Fuck, I didn't even think of it. I had up-and-coming directors. I have, three or four, and then I have, three or four old ones. That one, fuck, that's really, really good.
Jordan Peele's going to be my director. I'm going to put him in the driver's seat
for
this one.
Okay. Trust now him I know with the franchise. I'm going to go with my... cool. Yeah. Okay. Damn, that's fucking solid. That's fucking... I don't know why I didn't think of him.
You slept on Jordan Peele.
I have, six written down.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to debate.
I have three right now.
I was going to debate. I'm like, okay, I put three established and three up and coming. Uh-huh. So I was thinking like, fuck, who am I going to pick? And now I know. I want to name mine next. That's so awesome. That's a great pick. That's solid.
So Jordan Peele coming as the director of the club here. My team is the Jose Spearfishers.
Spearfishers? It should be like the names of like the soccer teams when I was working recreation. It's like the Silver Dragons. It was just they picked a color and a random animal all the time. Golden unicorns.
Fine then. You pick an animal, it will be my animal, I'll pick a color, it'll be your color, and then we do the same thing.
Okay.
So blue.
So you want me to pick an animal?
Yeah, that'll be my animal, but your color is blue.
Okay. Wombats.
Okay. You pick a color.
Gray.
Turkeys. Blue turkeys, gray wombats.
Fuck. Blue turkeys.
Those unthreatening teams.
Oh, God.
All right, so it's your turn. I got Jordan Peele to set this up together.
Blue turkeys. Starting for the blue turkeys. Okay, that's a damn good one. Fuck. I might as well name my director, too. I'm going to go with Ryan Coogler.
Oh, I didn't even think of Ryan. Fuck me.
Ryan Coogler. Fruitvale, Creed, Black Panther. Black Panther's hopefully going to be awesome. But yeah, just a solid guy, consistent. Two great movies under his belt so far. Could tell he could deal with old Sylvester Stallone, young Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan. So yeah. I pick Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler is a solid choice.
Yeah,
solid
other ones choice. I had was like...
Let's go with our alternates since we picked that, since we did the category.
Yeah.
Who are your alternates?
I had an old school. I had Alexander Payne. He did Sideways.
Okay.
And
okay.
I had Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
Sicario.
Yeah.
Arrival. I had him. I had Scorsese just because of Departed, you know? Yeah. And then...
He's a veteran.
Who was my third? No, what was my third up-and-coming one? Yeah, I think those were... Trying to think. Remember my third one.
My alternates were
So those
backups were Barry Jenkins and Ryan Johnson. Those were my.
That's fucking right. Yeah. Yeah.
Those were my backups.
Ryan Coogler versus Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Battle of wits.
There you go. There you go. All right then. So that's the director category. You got the coaches set. Coach Peele and Coach Coogler.
Coogler of the turkeys.
the blue turkeys.
Gray wombats.
The gray wombats. All right, so I get to go again. I want to pick my, let's see here. Whew. You know what? It's really hard just because there's so many ones that I want to pick, but I'm going to go established actor 30 to 45, which is a stacked list. There are so many people who can fit that list. I have to go with Michael B. Jordan.
Motherfucker.
He's going to take that. He's honestly, if we do this like just different style, he's ranked number one.
Yes, fuck.
He's a number one pick.
God damn team. It.
Him and Jordan Peele together, that communication. Yeah.
That's sick, though.
That's going to be good.
Damn it.
That's my established actor, 30 to 45, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. It's fucking perfect.
I honestly hate it. It wasn't, not even a year ago, I was like, oh, well, that's why there's a B in there.
Yeah. Fuck, that's such a good, I had to write it down.
Yeah, so Michael B. Jordan is my established actor, 30 to 45. I mean, he fucking does movies and he does NBA 2K. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go. See?
That's the range you need. He can be in a commercial with Kobe and, you know, still not be scared by Kobe.
There you go.
I mean, who doesn't like Michael B. Jordan? He's technically Ryan Coogler's boy.
Yeah, he is. You know?
That's a bummer.
That's his Leo. Know?
Yeah. It's like you got Doc Rivers, but no Paul Pierce yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Or what's his name?
Yeah.
The other one.
Damn it. Okay, that's really good.
Yeah. So that's one male on my team. So gotta even it out.
Okay. So yeah, I'll probably go that one. 30 to 45. My backup was Emily Blunt.
Okay.
So yeah, I like Emily Blunt a lot.
Okay.
I really wanted her to be Captain Marvel, but Brie Larson's so great, so I'm not gonna I never complained when she got cast. But yeah, you know, she's Mary Poppins now.
Mary Poppins, yeah.
You know, Sicario.
It's going to be good.
She's great.
She can investigate, relive the same day every day, and use an umbrella as a
exactly. Parachute. She's a multi-talented. She's multi-talented. But yeah, she's a very, you know, she's there. She's established. She's a great actress. So yeah, I just had to. Damn, she's my backup, but that's a good backup, I think.
That's a good backup. But it's a great backup.
But Michael B. Jordan, yeah. So yeah, Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt's a good solid. You know, she'll mentor Millie.
Yeah,
you
know? That's a good one. It's a good solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a good one too there. All right. All right. So I'm gonna move on, and let's get our up and coming actor, age 20 to 30. Cool. This one I had trouble with because there's a lot that I like. A lot that I didn't even know were in that age range that made it even harder for me. I think she's gonna blow up. She needs the right project, and I think she's getting the Explore the Traction for good and bad reasons. But I think we're gonna be seeing a lot of her, and what I've seen in her, even though it's campy as fuck, she's great in it. I'm gonna go with the princess's daughter, Billie Lord.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So she's in Scream Queens. She's awesome in Scream Queens. She's really good.
Yeah.
She's in Star Wars. We don't know how big her role's going to get after, you know, her mom passed away. But I think she has a future ahead of her. Acting family. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Kind of like, you know, like the Ball family if they were better people.
Yeah, that's true.
So Billie Lord's going to be my 20 to 30.
That's a good one.
I think she's going to get slept on a lot, but just wait.
That's a good one.
Just wait. Up and coming, 20 to 30.
Yeah, okay. My 20 to 30 is someone that I've liked, and I just feel like if given the right project could kind of propel him and elevate him to something bigger. Like, he's decent right now, and he's had a couple of... He's been in some big movies, but I just think, like, maybe down the line further, he's going to get into, like, more media roles, and it's going to... help him out even more, and it's Nicholas Holt.
He crossed my mind.
Yeah,
he crossed my mind.
So you know, Mad Max, the X-Men franchise. Yeah, you know, he's been great in
Jaguar car commercials.
He was in that little weird
Warm Bodies. Yeah, no, he's definitely likable. I can see him needing just the right role.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, given the right role, he's gonna be great.
I think. Yeah.
So
he could be a thing.
He could be a thing.
You know?
He's like a Klay Thompson, you know. He's consistent. He's not going to be like, you know, LeBron.
Not the prettiest guy.
Yeah.
But charming in his own way.
Poor Klay? What the fuck? Not the prettiest guy. Poor Klay.
So that's a good pick. I saw him on my list. I was like, you know what? He, in another day, another time, he might be on the draft board here for me, but not today, but... solid pick. I think he's got that spirit. He's underrated. People don't believe in him. He's like a little Rudy, but British.
He's all right in my book.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let me just throw out some alternates that I didn't go with for that age bracket. I had a Hailee Steinfeld from Age of 17, True Grit. I thought she was a good actress. Weird person, good actress.
She's awesome.
Surprisingly, John Boyega.
Oh yeah,
he's like 20-something. I love him.
God, he's still so young.
He's still so young.
He's done so much.
Big career ahead of him. I love John Boyega. You know, unfortunately, another Star Wars actor had to take that for him. Not him today. Up and coming is like he's in a Star Wars as a lead. So how up and coming is that to me? You know, it's a thing.
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
John Boyega, Hailee Steinfeld. I feel like you'll be seeing a lot of them, and Billie Lord coming around the next few years. All right, so it's my turn again. Oh, let's see here. So I'm gonna go with my. I'm gonna pick my kid one, my 10 to 20 up and coming point guard. And I need someone who is multi talented, kind of a last minute pick, getting thrown on the board here, and that's gonna be. I hope I don't butcher this. Moana's own Auli'i
Carvalho.
Carvalho, yeah, that thing. That thing.
That her. What's that, her name?
Yeah. Yeah, how far I'll go. I liked her. I think she's great. I love Moana. It's a great film.
Yeah.
Maybe once she gets on the screen, she'll definitely.
Is she slated for anything?
She is, as far as I know. I'm gonna.
Because she's got that like Hollywood look. Like,
she does.
Definitely.
That definitely
she's
has. She
very
she,
like.
She'll be.
I see her in an interview. She's very charismatic, and she's very like.
Yeah, and she's 16,
bubbly.
I think. So she's very young. I think she could have a great career ahead of her. And usually when you're like a Disney kid, things work out for you, you know? Yeah. Unless you...
Unless you're Miley Cyrus.
Unless you're Miley Cyrus. But, you know, I'm trying to pull up what she has going on for her right now. Even her IMDb is so sparse. Honestly, there's nothing on. No. A TV series called Rise, that 2017. She is slated for nothing.
I bet she's going to be more, like, on the music side.
Yeah, possibly. We might see her more doing recording and stuff. But,
yeah.
I feel like she could go up on those screens. She's definitely a young prospect to keep an eye out for.
Mm-hmm.
And that Michael B. Jordan can mentor into a strong...
There you go.
A strong
Michael B. Jordan
character. All right, so that's our 10-20. Who was your alternate that?
Our 10-20.
That was your 21 years old that you said you couldn't go.
Well, this person's 20, so it's just, they barely skate by. It's Chloe Grace Moretz.
Okay.
So yeah. I think she's very talented. So yeah. She was my backup just in case. Because I had a feeling like Millie Bobby Brown was going to be... Yeah, she was
number one on the board there for that. Mm-hmm. My backup for that was Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah, little kid. Room boy.
He's a predator. He's a predator?
Yeah.
Is he the predator?
Imagine. Like attack Olivia Munn.
Little boy. She's in the Predator?
You didn't know who's in there?
Yeah. I don't know who's in Predator.
Yeah,
Sterling K. Brown's in Predator. I know that.
Yeah, she's in it. Jacob Tremblay's in it. Yeah,
that's cool. That's a weird cast.
It's like all these youngins are like in big time movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the other guy that was on my mind was the dude from The Get Down books, the main guy, Justice Smith.
The guy from Dope, you said, right?
No, that's Shameik Moore.
Okay.
The other guy, his name is Justice Smith. He's in the next Jurassic World. So it's like all these, like, you know, Millie's in Godzilla 2, and like they're all getting like these big properties. Like,
yeah.
That's great.
That's good. That's great. So you got Millie Bobby Brown as your point guard. 10 to 20. I got.
We didn't even get our power forward yet, huh? 45 to 60.
No, I don't think we haven't gone for the.
I got mine. Big ones. Hopefully, you didn't get.
So let's see. So we got. You got Millie Bobby Brown. I got Ali Carvalho.
Yes.
That's
your Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's the one.
The Greek freak.
Athletic or very talented. Can't pronounce the name.
And for your 20 to 30 up and coming,
Nicholas Hoult.
And I picked Billy Lord. That's like a prom couple right there, too.
Yeah.
I think they're prom together. And then established actor, I've got Michael B. Jordan.
I got Emily Blunt.
Let me throw out some alternates for that one, because I don't think they would make the superstar category. Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar Isaac.
Damn, yeah.
I had Michael B. and Oscar flip-flopping all day.
Really?
I didn't know who was going to go.
Oscar's so damn good.
But yeah, so let's go with the. I'll go with the.
The power forward, the 45, or the center.
I'll go with the center.
Okay,
I'm gonna sign my big guy now. My franchise player is gonna, you know, be the face of the team for the time being before the younger Michael B. Jordan takes over.
Okay.
Huge superstar. Any age was a requirement. Without a doubt, one of the best resumes in Hollywood, and. Possibly still a little underrated in his talent, but solid, solid guy. Leo DiCaprio.
Awesome.
I think he's in it. It's not going to be bad. He's just so damn good. If you look at his resume from the last 10 years, it's still Wolf of Wall Street, Great Gatsby, Revenant, I guess. Just a solid resume.
Very true.
Going back years, decades, if you can even say that now. He's my superstar. I think Jordan Peele can use Leo DiCaprio, Michael B. Jordan, Billy Lord, and
very nice
Ali Carvalho.
Carvalho.
So yeah, so that's my superstar, Leo DiCaprio.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna go with that same category. You're gonna go your established actor, 45 to 60.
I'll do the 45 to 60 one. So, yeah, this person is very talented. I love her. She's awesome. She's great. It is Amy Adams.
Amy, wow. She didn't come up on my list because I didn't think that was her age bracket.
Wait, is she 45? Maybe I fucked up.
Oh, shit. We need to call Adam Silver. Hold on, let me call Adam Silver.
I think she's in her 40s. I think I fucked up.
Amy Adams.
I'm trying to remember.
Is.
Because maybe I confused myself. Or is she like. Well, I think she might be in her young 40s.
She's 42.
Oh, fuck. I fucked up. 42. Okay. Never mind. Going to my center.
This trade has been Chris Paul'd.
Yeah. That was my bad. I don't know why I put her. I think I was just so, like, giddy to choose Amy Adams for something. But I think for the superstar.
He made her sit back down.
Yeah. Sit down.
Getting up to get her hat.
For Chris Paul, or my Chris Paul void. For my superstar.
So you're not going to do the established actor? You have to rethink it or what?
Yeah, I really have to rethink it. I'm going to say I kind of want to go young, up and coming, but big time superstar now that's like young, but also I'm thinking like of people that I love from in the past.
This is the guy who sells the most jerseys on your team.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to have to go with Chris Pratt.
And the blue wombat. I mean, the blue turkeys pick.
Primary Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
He's not 45.
No, I'm saying for my center.
Center Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
You're drafting. All right. Chris Pratt is off the board. You drafted a young hotshot.
Yeah, I'm cool. This is like my Anthony Davis, you know?
It's your Anthony Davis. He's going to get hurt and be out for a while, maybe.
Don't say that shit. But yeah, I mean, he's
huge big, superstar. He's big time. I think he's newly minted huge superstar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has the body to do it.
Yeah.
It's funny. DiCaprio never really had a body. He had a face, but never a body.
Yeah. Poor DiCaprio. No, fuck that poor DiCaprio. My ass. Fuck him. No, he's great, but dude, he's got so many things. Yeah. Let's see. I might want to. No, do I have to switch it up for a girl?
So Chris Pratt. No, don't let him sign yet. Don't give Chris Pratt the hat. He hasn't been officially picked.
No, yeah. I mean, as my center, yeah.
Center. Okay, Chris Pratt is gonna get the. Are you blue turkeys?
I'm blue turkeys.
And I'm the gray wombats.
Gray wombats.
Blue turkeys have signed Chris Pratt. Wow.
But yeah.
That is not surprising, but a little bit unexpected. I think on my end, we weren't thinking that young. We wanted to go with the veteran.
I was thinking of going like like my old school like Ed Norton or something.
Okay.
Or like
he seems like a Kobe type who would not get along with anyone.
Yeah, that's why. Maybe I just want like a young, just core guy that people will actually like.
A likable guy.
Yeah.
Who's a likable franchise player in the NBA?
That
people generally like.
God, I'm trying to think.
Damian Lillard?
Lillard, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard, because they're just very quiet.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I'm Dwayne Wade. Wade's very likable.
I was about to say Harden. Harden had problems with Dwight Howard, but Dwight Howard has problems with everyone.
Dwight Howard has problems with Dwight Howard.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking, like. So, yeah. Okay. For the one that I had a horrible error on, I don't know why. I guess it's just my love for Amy Adams blinded me from
checking her. So this is your established actor. This is
Yeah. I'm going to go with. She's been in the game for a while. She's been in some big time movies. She's in a movie coming up in November that hopefully I'll like.
Okay.
This one is Kate Blanchett.
Wow.
It's kind of left field, but
Not left field at all. No,
That's the thing. I wanted to go with a female in this category.
Okay.
I wanted to go with someone that's like, that's big time, and fucked up with Amy Adams. That's my Chris Paul vetoed one, but yeah, Kate Blanchett. I mean, she's always done a great job in everything she's been in. So,
I just think 45 to 60. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good pick. Thor Ragnarok looks like it could be something special. She was in my bracket for my. She was my third huge superstar option.
There you go.
Yeah, that was my third huge superstar. So, is that all your five?
Yeah.
All right. So then I have one established actor left, 45 to 60. And that's going to be, honestly, it's back and forth all
Joe Pesci
all day. No, is he alive still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, he's way past 60.
I was watching Goodfellas the other day.
Are you really?
God, he's so fucking hateable in Goodfellas. Yeah. Then I thought, has he ever been likable in any movie? No. I never like him. I like him. No. I mean, I like him. He's a great actor, but I hate his character in Goodfellas. I hate him in Casino.
Even Home Alone, he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He was in The Bronx Tale for like 2 minutes, and he seemed like a nice guy. So there you go. There you the go. Last 2 minutes, Bronx he was in The Bronx Tale.
The new one? Huh? Wasn't there a remake of that?
I think it was a play.
Okay. Huge superstar. I had two. And because I got Leo DiCaprio, who's like a kind of... His ego is probably a little big. He seems likable, but, you know, he's still a big guy. I'm going to go with... I went with Bryan Cranston, 45-60.
Wow, Bryan Cranston. Yeah.
He seems now like a good guy to mentor people. Good actor, great actor. Can do comedy or drama.
Damn it, Zordon. Walter White.
Zordon, you know, Walter White, Malcolm's dad. I like him. I think he's a. He works well with children. He works well with anyone.
That's always good.
So I like him. Yeah, that's my starting five are going to be Ali Carvalho, Billy Lord, Michael B. Jordan, Bryan Cranston, Leo DiCaprio, being coached by Jordan Peele.
That's awesome. Yeah, mine is, point guard Millie Bobby Brown, Nicholas Hoult, Emily Blunt, Kate Blanchett, Chris Pratt, and my director coach is Ryan Coogler.
Yeah. I mean, no coincidence that we both got African American directors. I think that says a lot about who is doing it right now.
Yep.
And my backup superstar, who he was waiting to run out, but told him didn't get drafted, was Jeff Bridges.
Really? That's really good.
And then my established actor backup, which it was one of those like experiments. Like, if I pick him, it could all go to hell. This is like the Nash Howard Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Was going to be a Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wow.
That would have been maybe too heavy for this team.
Yeah.
You know, too many characters on this team. You get Leo, you got Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, very true. I could stop laughing
at that tweet of someone who said that they're waiting for him at a reading.
But he was there. He was a stapler.
He was a stapler.
He's that good.
He's that good.
Yeah, I remember that one.
My fiance is watching Kingsman, and Colin Firth almost made the list. I like him a lot.
He's good.
Very likable.
Yeah.
I like him. He's solid. But he might be too quiet for this team. I need someone who can speak up. So I got people who are probably not the quietest. Those are my top starting five. Your starting five. That's a good list. Anyone else that you could... Adams seems like a really, really good pick that did not make it in.
Yeah, I just wanted to even it out a little bit. But, Amy Adams, I was thinking, like, Gyllenhaal. I was honestly thinking, like, some of the Ocean's 11 guys, like Brad Pitt, because I love Brad Pitt.
I had Brad Pitt for a while, and, you know, had to take him off.
Clooney needs to start working again. I don't know what he's doing besides getting his wife pregnant.
No, nothing.
But, yeah.
He's got nothing to do.
You know, just some solid guys that everyone knows, and everyone knows they're reliable.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
This is our top five. Starting five with our coach.
I thought about putting like a sixth man, you know, like sixth man of the year, but I was like, nice.
No, that's be too much now because, yeah. But yeah, so my ratio was three guys, two girls. Yours was?
Mine was, I think it was three girls, two guys.
Two guys. All right. So we'll put these up when the podcast goes up as a poll. It'll be great Wombats against the Blue Turkeys. I think that's, yeah. And Blue Turkeys against the
Gray Wombats. Yeah, that's you. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, and then you can vote that way. That way you don't spoil who's on whose team. Vote Gray Wombats.
Blue Turkeys. Go gobble, gobble.
Fighting Turkeys.
The Fighting Blue Turkeys.
All right. So that's that. Before we sign off here, any recommendations for the listeners out there?
One thing they should watch. They should watch something. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. They should. I'm trying to think if there's anything on Netflix that popped up that's new or. If War Machine was any good, I would recommend it. But I'm really having a tough time with it. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't know, just maybe kick around, see what's on Netflix. I'm thinking, like, whatever. You know, Master of None season 2. Let's put it at that. I mean, if you haven't seen that, it is just really, really good. It's really good. I can't... Aziz will probably be sooner or later writing a film, you know, and I think it's going to do quite well. Like, he just has just a snack for, like, just being charming and, you know, a lot of humor and just not cheesy at all. That's what, like, my little gripe is with season 1. There were some parts I thought was a little too hokey and cheesy.
Okay.
But this one, it just felt right, everything about it. Like, there's some episodes that he kind of goes off the beaten path a little bit, you can say. And I really like it. So, Master of None season 2 is definitely one I would recommend. Go watch that.
Okay. And Book of Mormon.
Go watch Book of Mormon.
Yeah. Hello. I'm going to recommend you all go out and watch Split. It's I think it's a little flew under the radar.
Yep.
And if you saw that, give Riverdale a try. It's trashy fun. The kids all look better than you. They all have tattoos.
Yeah. We gave no James McAvoy love.
What?
No, in our lineup, yeah.
I thought about it.
McAvoy, Fassbender, I was thinking all those guys.
Fassbender is having a rough season. Yeah, he's had a few rough seasons recently. Not
as
rough
as Johnny Depp, but yeah.
Johnny Depp's still finding...
He's still finding that journeyman that'll be on his seventh team in 6 seasons.
Yeah, he's Williams.
He's around, yeah.
So... Go watch that Split, and then if not that, Riverdale, give it a shot. It's fun. It's cheesy. I haven't finished it all, but I honestly, the more I watch Riverdale, the more I realize why that was more entertaining than 13 Reasons Why.
Did you finish 13 Reasons Why?
No, I'm not even too deep into it, but every episode almost seems like, and I get it, it's a dark series, but there's never any fun to it.
Yeah.
And I get it's dark, but it's not really fun.
Isn't the season 2 get approved?
It did. So, I mean,
how does that work? Like, how much more of the story do they have to tell?
You know how, like, Prince had a bunch of tapes he never released to the public?
Oh, okay. Maybe she has like, another 13
these
tapes?
These are all the demos. I don't know.
She has a bunch of mixtapes.
She has a mixtape. Yeah. She has the DJ Khaled mixtape coming out.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's crazy. Oh.
Riverdale is fun. It's trashy. It's has... some slight dark subject matter for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't come out feeling like I need to talk to a therapist after 13 Reasons sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's definitely fun and still dark at times.
You know what? Also, Chappelle's Show is now on the Comedy Central thing with no login required or anything.
Really?
Yeah. All the episodes are on the Comedy Central website. They don't require like a login or anything or like a subscription or. Yeah,
I'm gonna revisit those.
I found out about that. I was like, yeah, I gotta start watching them again. That's just iconic right there.
I can't wait to watch the Sam Jackson beer ad. That is one of my favorite sketches.
I think I probably have to watch my favorite. My favorite sketch is slowly. I know
Players Haters.
Well, yeah, it's so good.
That is one of the best sketches. Yeah, ever too. It's funny people now say things like, "Oh, you know, Chappelle." When you watch it back, it's not always as funny. I thought it was so funny.
You know what?
And the way season 2 starts, when he gets all the money, he tells everyone to fuck off. And like he's
you know
rich
what?
Now.
What I think about Chappelle's Show now is the skits that I didn't find as funny back then, I find them way
really?
Funnier now.
Like
it's
what?
Like wine. They're like fucking wine. Like they're just... there was one... I want to say... There was one where he's like hired a public defender and he played like some rapper or something like that. I'm trying to remember. I think he played some rapper, but it was I didn't find it that funny, but now I find it like hilarious the way I watch it. And then what if the internet was real?
I was gonna say that one when I saw it back then. I was like, it's okay.
That one is better. There were some other ones too. I'm trying to pinpoint them, but yeah, there was one where like some like rapper drug dealer was like he got like some defense lawyers and he beat a rap case and it was great. And then what if the internet was real?
With Ron Jeremy comes out on that one.
That one. Like those two like just stood out for me as like ones that just I didn't really laugh a lot back in the day, but now it's just like they just seem way better. You know.
Yeah, I gotta watch this because that's without a doubt some of the best TV I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, I also feel like when I watch those, it was a weird... That's like, early 2000s, right? I feel like watching those, I went from like a child to an adult. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like it just, I feel like I was laughing at something that was definitely above my age. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, today, this day is still the most hilarious things I've seen.
It's just so good.
Classic, classic. Untouchable, I think I'll say. Untouchable.
Very true.
All right. So with that, we are going to sign off. You can vote on our teams. And the winner will get, I don't know, we'll get a prize of some sort. I don't know. We'll see what we can get. So you can catch us on Twitter at
PodcastOTS.
And then on Instagrams, we are on
.the.screens.podcast.
And then Tumblr coming soon. I've been saying that for a while now, but it really is.
It is. It'll come
and
soon.
It'll come soon. And then the Snappy Chats is going to come soon too. All right. So send us email to onthescreens@gmail.com, right?
Onthescreenspodcast@gmail.com.
And review, rate, subscribe on iTunes or on the Podomatic app, whatever works for you. If you have an Android, sorry. I'm going to try to put these up on the Google Play Store somehow. I don't know how that works. I have to figure it out. If only the world was as easy as Apple made it.
Yep.
All right. So then with that, have a good night.
See ya.